భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 44 టెక్స్ 6 అండ్ 7. 7th హ్యాస్ ఎ పర్పోర్ట్, 6 డస్ నాట్. సో విల్ చాంట్ ఫస్ట్ ద వర్స్ నంబర్ 6. తద్ బలాబలవత్ యుద్ధం సమేతాః సర్వయోషితః ఊచు పరస్పరం రాజన్ సానుకంపా వరుథశః తద్బలాబలవద్యుద్ధం తద్బలాబలవద్యుద్ధం సమేతా సర్వయోషితః సమేతా సర్వయోషితః ఉచు పరస్పరం రాజన్ ఉచు పరస్పరం రాజన్ సానుకంపావరుథశః సానుకంపావరుథశః తద్బలాబలవద్యుద్ధం సమేతా సర్వయోషితః ఉచు పరస్పరం రాజన్ సానుకంపావరుథశః తద్బలాబలవద్యుద్ధం సమేతా సర్వయోషితః ఉచు పరస్పరం రాజన్ సానుకంపావరుథశః. తద్బలాబలవద్యుద్ధం సమేతా సర్వయోషితః ఉచు పరస్పరం రాజన్ సానుకంపావరుథశః తద్బలాబలవద్యుద్ధం సమేతా సర్వయోషితః ఉచు పరస్పరం రాజన్ సానుకంపావరుథశః తద్బలాబలవద్యుద్ధం సమేతా సర్వయోషితః ఉచు పరస్పరం రాజన్ సానుకంపావరుథశః. మాతాజీ, తద్బలాబలవద్యుద్ధం సమేతా సర్వయోషితః ఉచు పరస్పరం రాజన్ సానుకంపావరుథశః. The word for word meaning is as follows. Tat, that, bala, abala, the strong and the weak, vat, involving, yuddham, fight, sametah, assembled, sarva, all, yoshitah, the women, uchu, said, పరస్పరం టు వన్ అనదర్ రాజన్ ఓ కింగ్ పరీక్షిత్ స అనుకంపా ఫీలింగ్ కంపాషన్ వరుథశః in groups. Translation by the disciples of the Divine Grace, Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. My dear King, all the women present, considering the match an unfair fight between the strong and the weak, felt extreme anxiety due to compassion. They assembled in groups around the arena and spoke to one another as follows. So, it is described that text 7 to 16 is what the women said. So today we'll discuss from text 7. Text 7. Mahanayam bata dharma esham rajasabha sadam ye balabalavad yuddham rajnyo vichanti pashyatah. The women said, alas, what a great irreligious act the members of this royal assembly are committing. As the king watches this fight between the strong and the weak, they also want to see it. Purport. The idea the ladies are expressing is that even if the king somehow wanted to see such an unfair match, why should the respectable members of the assembly also desire to see it? These feelings are natural. Even nowadays, if in a public place we find a violent fight going on between a very strong, large person and a weaker, small person, we are aroused to indignation. Compassionate women are especially offended and enraged by such unfair violence. Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Dam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Om Jnanat Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Padati Svapadantikam Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So we have begun this chapter, the killing of Kamsa, and Kamsa has arranged he has made quite an elaborate arrangement for killing Krishna. Nothing new in that. For the last 10-12 years, he is desperately trying to kill Krishna. he has so far sent so many of his friends. They are described as Krishna's, Kamsa's friends, but I think we saw in a previous class the other supplementary Puranas, Harivamsa, Garga Samhita, Vishnu Puran, many others, they have description of how Kamsa made these so-called friends. He practically threatened each and every one of them. Everyone had bore the brunt of Kamsa's attack. Most of them were beaten to pulp in their previous state, and then they agreed to do what Kamsa said. So they were beaten first and then they were killed by Krishna. So it was a no-win situation. None of them could match Kamsa's prowess. As Maharaj described, he had the strength of 10,000 elephants. It doesn't mean that his body looked like 10,000 elephants. But, I mean, who in today's age thought that 100 GB of data could be stored in some such a small thing? Previously it was unheard of. So material nature is full of mysteries, full of surprises. People don't think that material nature also has a divine origin. She does. Krishna explains, Daivi yesha gunamayi. Normally we say, if something is Daivi, divine, it is nirgun, it doesn't have the influence of the gunas. And if something has the influence of the gunas, it cannot be spiritual. But how do we see here Krishna saying, Daivi yesha gunamayi. Esha, this feminine, because esha is masculine, esha, this potency of mind, Daivi. It has connection with me. Devi Esha Gunamai. Mama Maya. She is mine. Duratyaya. Du, difficult. Ati, to go over. Aya, to run away. Just like you see a horse sort of jumping over, galloping over an obstacle. So it prepares. The rider prepares a horse for some distance. They run. And at that particular cue, the horse jumps over the particular obstacle and then runs away. So this is what Krishna is saying. It is impossible to jump over my Maya and run away from her. Du ati aya, mama Maya duratyaya. Mam eva. Vishnu Chakdipad says, it's like standing on the chariot. Wherever Krishna says mam eva, Krishna sort of takes his open palm and puts it on his chest. Mameva, no one else. No one claims Maya to be his, so nobody can save you from Maya. Because she is my Maya, I can save you. Mameva ye prapadyante, mayam etam tarantite. Plural. Thousands and thousands can be saved. Many times Krishna has explained this in the Bhagavad Gita. Puta madbhava magata. Many, many people in the past have been saved. So Arjun, don't be worried. Vita raga bhaya krodha man maya maam upashrita. Bahavo jnana tapasa puta madbhava magata. Many have done it. So he sent Keshi to kill Krishna. And then he arranged Kuvalayapid to kill Krishna after he comes to Mathura. That means he doesn't expect Keshi to kill Krishna, right? Obviously. He knows Keshi is going to his death. But Keshi is told that you go and kill Krishna. And he says, yeah, I'm going to do that. Now how come if he feels that confident that Keshi is going to kill, why make arrangements in Mathura? But he knows that this boy is tricky. In fact, Chandur Mustik also tell them the same thing, that These boys look like ordinary coward boys, Gopa, but they are very tricky fellows. So after Keshi is killed, Vyomasura is killed, Krishna comes to Mathura, he breaks the bow, and then he finds the elephant just at the gate. There is an elaborate description how he kills the elephant too. Then he kills the Mahout, Ambashta, and then Krishna and Balaram enter the arena with the tusk. It's kind of gory, it's kind of all the blood, and we do have this kind of a notion that isn't spiritual life supposed to be very gentle and everything has to be very soft? Well, life is like that. It has all the colors. Here, these two boys whose bodies are soft, Krishna's body especially described like soft like butter, delicate like a lotus flower. And then Chanur and Mushtik, who are too huge, I mean their bodies are grotesque, they are like mountains, they are like powerful like thunderbolts, fast like thunderbolts. And surprisingly, it is the women folk who are complaining. From text 6, Vishwanatha Chakravarti says, up to text, from text 7 to 16, it is simply a complaint which came from the compassionate women who were watching this. This is enough of this. Parikshit Maharaj is being described by Shukdev Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj that all the women present, considering the match an unfair fight between the strong and the weak, felt extreme anxiety. They said this is not something which we should watch. So they assembled in small groups, all those who were acquainted or those who, like many times we don't normally see whether we are acquainted or not. If, like it happens, like in the outside world, whether it is a football match, or in India, Asia, whether it is cricket prominent, if a national team wins, you find strangers embracing each other. They are like, or something happens, a goal or a wicket, and they all like celebrate together. They don't care whether, I hardly have seen this person before. Because there is common love, the game of the love for the game, the tournament. So all the women here, they were just like surprised, how come this is allowed? And then they come to some conclusion that it is the fault of the assembly here. These people will not be leaving this match without getting some sin. It is sinful to watch something like this. Alas, what a great irreligious act the members of this royal assembly are committing. Mahan ayam bata adharma esham raj sabha sadam. Sabha is assembly, sabhasad is the people who populate that assembly. And they are saying, I mean, we are women, we are not supposed to be knowing all the codes, etiquette, achar samhita, but we can understand, this is not proper. They shouldn't be allowing this. As the king watches this fight between the strong and the weak, they also want to see it. So here they are making a subtle nuance about kings are spoiled, by the way. They do whatever they want. Like many times kings are told, why we should do like that? Because I am saying it. I say, oh, that's a very good answer. And possibly this is why in the last 300-400 years, people want anything but a king. And as in Kali Yuga, the choice is always worse than the current situation. So Prabhupada said, you didn't want kings, you butchered them, killed them. Like they say in Russia, when the proletariat, the masses, labor class, shudras from the scriptural point of view, when they took over, their big boss, Lenin means one who is made of iron. His name was something else, but he took the name Iron Man, sort of. Made of iron. And his deputy was somebody who was made of steel, Stalin. So, yeah, I mean, that's what they liked. So his henchmen, they caught the Tsar. Russian king was called Tsar. And the hatred for everything about the king was so much. First, they shot the king and his immediate family. Then they caught hold of other relatives who were staying in the palace. They shot all the maid servants. And at the end of the day, they shot the palace dogs. Nothing should come out of this. We want to put an end to all the injustice, all the wrong things coming out of a king's, of royalty. And we will have a paradise where everybody works for common benefit, to each his own, land to the tiller, you have nothing to lose except your chains, and blah blah blah, all the typical slogans which they gave, and then they captured, at least they captured the government seat in 1917. It went on till 1990. And in fact, one of the leaders of the counter-revolution who overthrew the Communist Party, he said, this experiment should not have been done on such a grand scale like a whole country. We should have started with some small village to see whether it works. It's too late. Millions had died before that. So, kings have this, of course in democracy also there is no alternative. There are people who are democratically elected, but they are called kings of their particular native place. Oh, he is the king of Maharashtra, he is the king of Satara, he is the king of Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, whatever. So you can't do away with kings. In fact, the same people, they are gaining power through some other means. The women here are pure devotees. Why are they not able to understand that this is Krishna and Balaram? They are supreme lords. They don't need to be protected. There is a hint, not exactly a hint, that it is like an open thing. Many Bhagavatam verses speak of that. Their emotions, their heart has been invested in Krishna. And this is the small theme which I'll explore in whatever time we have. This is I think it's by Rupa Goswami. Yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayet. Nivesh, like some scheme is advertised, invest so much money here, right? Punji nivesh. Take some money, capital, and invest. So in fact, being Krishna conscious, we are told, invest your mind, intellect, first of all the mind, because the mind is the storehouse of emotions. Invest your mind in Krishna. And how do we do it? Like, at least in my life at this stage, I feel I can understand the theory equally well. No theory in Prabhupada's book appears to be strange or you can't really understand this concept. But the difficult part is to doing it. How does one invest his mind? In our group reading, we were discussing this small book by Burijan Prabhu about japa. And he's very strong on this. In his japa seminars, he tells about listen to the Maha Mantra while chanting. And we feel, yes, we are listening. But so many times, or at least all the time practically we catch our mind not listening. In the sense, not attentive. And to my satisfaction, at least, I don't know, others might have some other formula. Why does the mind not listen? Why when we sit for chanting, why the mind goes here and there? In fact, some people say that only when I start chanting, the whole day's plan becomes clear. What am I supposed to do? In fact, all the things which I forgot yesterday evening, I suddenly come, they just scroll like in a screen. Like you see this mobile screen, it all goes fat, 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 fat. And if I have to do this, I have to call him, I have to call her, I have to do this, tick these boxes. And there goes your chanting. So in fact, some people, it's good. The holy name is like my to-do list refresher. It helps me. Some people say, write down. Some people say, if you feel like doing that, immediately make that call. And mind will be at rest. All right. You want a glass of water? Okay, drink. Okay, you want to go to the toilet? Go. Okay, you want to read that book? Or you have to do something? Or some new devotee has come. You want to ask him, how's life? You say, if the chanting session is over and if he leaves, then I have to again call him. Better let me do it right now. Our Gaur Krishna Prabhu gave a very nice explanation. He said, it's just like there are some trains which are governed directly by the railway board. This Deccan Queen, Pune to Mumbai, the Rajdhanis. So when they are running, other goods trains or other smaller trains are not allowed to cross them. They are told to wait. But this train has to pass. It has express permit. So similarly, when the holy name is flowing, you cannot allow minor things to interrupt. You cannot allow it's an offense. Now we know it's an offense, but here is the explanation. The mind makes plans because the mind feels about everything. Mind is always feeling. It's about feeling. I'm feeling hot. It's a miserable day. But you are with somebody you love. Oh, it was nice. Don't you feel hot? No. How come? Because everything is based on feeling. So the moment the mind feels about something, oh, that is an important thing. I hope I don't forget it. Now, if you allow that thing to grow beyond a certain limit, and the mind then takes help of the intelligence. By the way, material intelligence is also under, it is subtler than the mind, but it is under the grip of the mind. So intelligence immediately comes and says, can I suggest something? Few answers. Like you say, I want to do about this backache. I'm sure many of us are having this kind of a situation. Now if you leave it at that and such a chanting, forget it. Mind, body, shut up. I'm going to chant now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. After some time, you will find the mind gives some another thought. Backache finished. The topic is over. So the experience is all these topics, basically, they last for a few moments. But when it comes, it's like, oh, it's so important. Like at least in Kali Yuga, people have been duped into believing that. Where did you hear that? It came in the papers. As if something which has been printed on papers has to be true. And that has been replaced by the internet. Oh, it came on Facebook. I saw. Many years ago, people were, at least one of the devotees showed me, Prabhuji, there is a five-hooded snake. I said, really? So one look, I said, it's a fake. Oh, really? People cheat like that? I mean, they don't cheat for cheating's sake, but you have this technology, take one hood, it becomes five, it's affixed to a snake's body, and lo, there you have. So all that which Krishna does in reality somewhere, Photoshop people can do it with their own point click, point click, point click. It's the same thing. So, the moment that plan is made and it is approved, the intelligence comes in the picture. And the intelligence says, I will suggest a few alternatives. Like, let's take the backache example. We can have Ayurveda, allopathy, steam bath. Before you know, there are about it like a whole series of alternatives in front of you. Because intellect has to do it. Intelligence is supposed to give information. Now again the mind comes in the picture. Should I choose A? No, A is expensive. B? No, B is too far away. C? And before you realize, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, round is over. So, hey, what happened? Nothing happened. The mind started something. Intelligence gave forth so many solutions. Because the intelligence, material intelligence, is rooted in the mode of passion. So very soon, our whole japa session becomes a mire, like a swamp of the modes of passion and a bit of dash of ignorance. And with ignorance in the picture, you feel tired. You feel, where is that joy? Where is the bliss which is promised in the scriptures? I mean, you might say, fortunate are those who really relish their chanting. Where have they gone? All those great chanters who actually derived some joy. But it is part of the process. Rupa Goswami also has said that a new devotee should understand, a Navasadhak should understand, he is in a disease condition. The disease is of Pitta Upatapta. There is too much of bile. Because of that, the tongue is coated. And a coated tongue doesn't give you the proper taste of sugar cane. So he says, Anudinam, keep on doing it. I thought just, this seems to be the software behind why the mind goes here and there. It's not like you have a particularly bad mind. You can't come to your spiritual authorities and say that, you don't know my mind. Everybody else is okay, but mine is terrible. No. It's the same mind. It makes plans. It calls for intelligence. Intelligence gives alternatives. Mode of passion comes in. The process begins like that. Who are these devotees who actually have this kind of, like I just told us, that this compassion for Krishna is not needed. Krishna doesn't need your prayers, or Krishna doesn't need your compassion. Krishna doesn't need your concern. So sometimes we see what kind of spiritual practice we are indulging in, where we are supposed to care about Krishna. Like pujaris here, they are always alert. Oh, now it's time for the next aarti. Now it's time for the next offering. Why is that? Somebody has a quota, raised so many dollars or so many rupees, so much of funds, or like the devotees are doing garlands here, do it properly. Those who are doing other sevas, do it properly. So that somehow or other our minds can be invested in Krishna. Mana Krishna Niveshayet. And Krishna is very expert at bringing out those emotions from the rock bottom pit of your heart, wherever it is. And that's why he does all these kind of things. His leelas are multidimensional. Two verses I would like to explain. This is 10:16:19, 10th canto, 16th chapter, which is killing of the Kaliya serpent. Antarade bhujaga bhoga paritamarat krishnam nirihamupalabhya jalashayante gopamscha mudadishanam paritapashumscha sankrandataha paramakashmalamapurarta. Antarade, rada is the lake. Krishna is fallen in the lake. He actually jumped. bhujaga bhoga paritam arat. And there is a bhujaga. Bhujanga or bhujaga is a snake. And the snake has paritam, enveloped Krishna completely. Arat. The gopis saw it from a far distance. Krishnam niriham. They saw Krishna. No movement. What happened to him? Now, we love something, but we can't love anything like how the Brajvasis loved Krishna. And since love means anything which can happen to your beloved, you can't tolerate. The rules are the same. Whether it is a spiritual world or the material world, love has basically a similar definition. The effects are different. That's a fact. Rupa Goswami says, Aher Iva Gati Premna Swabhava Kutila Bhavet. It's like snake. It goes here, your zigzag. Love follows a zigzag pattern. There is no, you can't trace it. You can't have a flow chart. There is no formula for love. Like a man plus this perfume, a lady plus this purse or this dress plus these shoes is equal to love. No. They are trying for that for eons, but nobody has succeeded. Everything is ready for love to begin. It doesn't occur. And there is no reason why love should occur. It happens. Like princesses may marry toads, or princess may marry some maids. And you may say, how did you do that? Can't explain. So in the material world it is Kamadev. And our spiritual authorities have called him such a cruel person. He makes a fool of everybody. It is only Kamadev who is having a field day, making him love her or making her love him, when there is actually no love to begin with in this material world. But in the spiritual world, it is Krishna himself. The real Kama, or the, sometimes the gopis call him the Nava Kamadev, the new Kamadev. He's the old one who does material affairs. So they saw Krishna not moving. Krishna niriham. Upalabhya jalashayante gopamscha mudadhishanam parita pashumscha. They practically fell unconscious. It is not like, I had asked somebody, I don't remember who, that when these pure devotees, they cry, they feel that, I didn't get Krishna consciousness. I was bereft. Or seeing Krishna in the grip of Kaliya, they actually faint. Is it like they enjoy the fainting, or at the back of their mind they know that I'm supposed to faint because Krishna is now in the grip of Kaliya. But I'm not exactly unaware. I know who Krishna is. No. In that sense, Mahamaya and Yogamaya, they do a complete job. Let me explain. Mahamaya gives us a complete unconscious attitude towards Krishna. We don't care whether Krishna is alive or is in the grips of Kaliya or whatever. And similarly, Yogamaya takes away fully the feeling that actually Krishna is not alive. Actually something has happened to Krishna. And of course, the sadhakas, people who are practicing Krishna consciousness, they are somewhere in between. They half know Krishna is God, and they half feel that I am supposed to feel emotions, and the wrong things come at the wrong time, and we have questions. We have, if Krishna is God, why he did like this? If he is God, why he did like that? So these questions also are sort of natural. But we should understand the full meaning of what does mean to be Krishna Niveshayet, fully depositing our hearts, absorbing ourselves in Krishna. So, Sankandantaha, they are crying out, Paramakashmalam, they feel it is
This is like they are greatly bewildered. They don't know what will happen.
Apur artha. The word artha comes here. No, that is arat. They are totally distressed. And by doing so, who is the gainer in this? Like Krishna, when he enacts such a pastime, what does he gain? Take the case of a very big, burly boxer, and he has a very skinny kind of a person in front of him, and he gives him one punch and is down. There is no fun. So Krishna arranges things in such a way that actually he gets some equally powerful opponents. And that time the rasa gets is called rasa nishpatti in Sanskrit language. That's the time when rasa actually gets evolved. So Krishna constantly, Satyavrat Muni says, iti driksva lila bhir ananda kunde majjantam. By pastimes like these, when he says these, it's like Krishna stealing butter, Krishna running away from Mother Yashoda. All those who are seeing it, they get drowned in pools of ecstasy. Like those who like sweet rice or something, imagine somebody drowning you in a kunda of ecstasy, of sweet rice. Of course, in a material body, it will be terrible. We can't enjoy that. But just imagine. So it's no wonder that they keep on discussing these kind of leelas. So Krishna is very expert at touching your heart, trying to find out. In fact, that's what most devotees lament, that my Lord, there are no emotions here. It's a dry heart. Tad ashma saram batedam hridayam. My heart has become hard like steel, ashmasaram, or stone. And therefore, for many, I'm keeping myself foremost there, the sadhana process is to break open that stone first. There, you can faintly hear the trickle of water below that stone. And in order to get it, you have to drill through it. So the chanting process is like breaking open that. And once, from one point of view, we don't need to create Krishna Prema. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabu Noi. Prabhupada explained, it's not like you need to do something to love Krishna. That basic love is there. You just need to absorb yourself. The beginning stage of absorption is understanding how Krishna functions. To conclude, here is another such example. This is 10:51-41. 10th canto, 51st chapter, 41st verse. Krishna has come before Muchukunda. Muchukunda is a great warrior. He fought with the demigods tirelessly and was so tired. The demigod said, Rajan, my dear king, you really have served us very well. What can we do for you? So he said, should I tell you seriously? I need some rest. Good rest. He said, alright. Then he said, if anyone tries to disturb me, you give me such a boon and you make it clear that if I open my eyes, that person will be burned to ashes. So this was like a safety valve. He knew that Indra, even though he has been given a boon to rest, kings, you know, they feel that law is for everybody. I know. By this kind of thing, even Indra will not dare interrupt his sleep. Like somebody may say, oh, he has told not to disturb. But of course, people can't give this kind of condition, right? If somebody puts an alarm, then I think some brahmacharis would like to burn somebody to at least burn that mobile phone or burn that alarm clock to ashes. But we don't do that. The alarm clock is usually found on the street opposite. if it goes off before 4 o'clock. So Muchikunda had recently only one desire. I just want to take a rest. And he did. And Krishna, in his own inconceivable way, brought Kali Yavan, the Yavana king there. The Yavana king also was trying to, like, surprise. Krishna seems to be within my grip. About 5-10 paces and I caught him. And how come I am not getting him? And Krishna is running away from him. He sees Krishna enter in the cave. So he goes there. And all he sees is a blanket. And somebody sleeping beneath it. So Kali Yavan is amused. He says, what kind of opponent is this? First he fights. He practically defeats me. After some time, I don't know what happened. He just leaves his chair and starts running. I mean, showing your back to your opponent is like a really cowardly thing. So he is confused. Then he feels, I'm just about to catch him. I can't catch him. And the towering thing is, now I find him in the cave. He's sleeping as if he is there for much, much longer time. Being Kali Yavan, being very angry and frustrated, the only thing that comes to his mind is, I should insult him. So gives him a solid kick. And obviously when you are kicked, you try to find out what happened. So Muchikunda just took over that blanket from his eyes and looked at Kali Yavan. And before he knew, like two blazing laser light went to Kali Yavan and burned to ashes. And he was like, huh, what did I do? I mean, he just checked with, I'm not supposed to, I don't do like this. And then in the corner, he saw the Chaturbhuj Roop. Muchikunda is a devotee, but just try to understand. He is woken from a long, long, long rest. And he is confused. He asks him, who are you, sir? What are you doing in this cave? And then he realizes, hey, he has four arms, he has divine weapons, he looks somebody special. I should introduce myself. That's the Vedic etiquette. The junior always introduces himself or herself before his superior authority. He said, I am Muchikunda, I am from this lineage, I am the king here, and I was sleeping, and what happened? How come? Explain. And then Krishna begins to explain. Vishwanatha Chakravarti explains that when Muchikunda said, I belong to the great lineage, I was a great king, I helped the demigods. Being Paramatma, Krishna could detect that he doesn't have any pride in his heart. Although he was saying things which were glorifying, he was saying as a matter of fact, I helped the demigods and then I was tired and then I belong to this dynasty. So Krishna seems to think that, good, ye yathamam prapadyante. Since you are telling things about yourself without pride, I will tell things about myself without pride. And then he speaks those 2-3 verses which say, Muchikunda, if you count all the dust particles in all the 14 worlds, still my transcendental qualities will be, the number will be larger than that. The sages are trying to enumerate my qualities for millennia, but they haven't come anywhere near the end of it. And for your information, Brahma and other demigods, they prayed for my descent here. Therefore I came down. This certainly looks like pride. But as explained, he saw that the king doesn't have any pride. So he also explained. So Muchikunda is happy. Now comes the verse where Krishna steals your heart. Kalanemi hata kamsa pralambadayascha sadvisha. Kalanemi, the one who became Kamsa, he was Kalanemi before. I have killed Kalanemi in a previous incarnation. I killed Kamsa. Pralamba adaya, many, many demons like Pralambasur, Bakasur, Shaktasur, Trinavarta, Putana, Adaya. I killed all of them. Sad Dvishaha, those who hate Vaishnavas. Sat, Satam means Vaishnavas. Ayam cha yavano dagdo. And why Krishna has to mention, I killed him. And this fellow was killed by your glance, by the way. Ayam cha yavano dagdo rajam ste tigma chakshusha. And you have killed this Kal Yavan, the great Asura here, the great Yavana king. So it is explained that being with Krishna doesn't mean that Krishna always tries to overpower you with his greatness. Krishna exactly knows how to draw out that affection, that emotional reserve. So we find the more advanced a devotee, the more bigger is his emotional deposit. And then Krishna can touch him in various ways. Giriraj Maharaj said that Prabhupada, while he was leaving, we all know how Prabhupada loved Raghunath Das Goswami's idea that Gaudiya should take shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. And one group of sannyasis, they said, hey, Prabhupada wants to go to Govardhan, let us take him to go. Let us take him. And another group of leaders, both were leaders. It's not like one party was new bhaktas or something. The other group was feeling, impossible. We can't even keep him properly on a bullock cart. And the road toward Govardhan from Vrindavan will kill him practically. So these devotees would have discussion among themselves. One party was saying, he's our guru. We should not be doing guru avagya. The other is saying, use your common sense. Although he's saying, let us take him to Govardhan, it's not like we have to tell him what exactly is in our hearts. So finally, it was too heart-rending. It was the twists which this plan took. It was too much, it was unbearable for his devotees. And one day, Giriraj Maharaj came to Prabhupada and said, by your options, I want to go, okay, I will not go. You're simply making us more desperate to take Krishna's shelter. We have nowhere else to go. You're simply attracting us to yourself so forcibly. Like, it's like this speed, we can't tolerate this. And Prabhupada's answer was, it's my duty. So Giriraj Maharaj, many, many years later, I think we had gone on a yatra to Mayapur. On that Prabhupada disappearance festival, he said, after 2 decades, I can't realize that why he acted like that. He knew that all disciples have affection for me. But then, that thing had to be done. Prabhupada didn't say, the party which is saying that you should go is wrong, or the party which is saying we should not go is wrong. He never allowed himself to be caught in that kind of thing. It just appeared like a natural sequence. So similarly, these passages, later in the later verses we will see, how these simple women of Mathura, and they speak as if they know a little bit of Shastra, they know a little bit of etiquette, but the most important thing is, their hearts have been completely invested, absorbed in Krishna. And that is the main reason why Krishna enacts these pastimes. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.